Okay. It's 9:30, so this is Linda Merkin, and I'm calling to order on April 14th, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. Meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors meeting as Drainage District Trustees. The call is originating from the administration building, Story County Courthouse. Scott Wall is there, Laura Solson, supervisor, is there, and Lisa Hedden is another supervisor, and I are on the conference call. We are holding this by conference call due to the COVID-19 virus, and the recommendation still in the gathering to no more than 10 people. And the agenda does show a number for the members of the public to call in. If there are there any members of the public on the call?
No.
Okay. An audio recording of the meeting will be posted on our website after the meeting's concluded. So I've talked about why it's impractical to hold a meeting in person, and the purpose of the meeting now to agenda item 3. Is to consider levies against drainage districts Hamilton 105, Story 1, and Story controlling on that one, and Hamilton 138, Story 2, which is a Hamilton County controlling district. So, Scott, would you explain to us what we've got here?
Yeah. So, these are
the
levies for the case of Hamilton 138, Story 2. That's Hamilton controlling. I don't know exactly what work was done because Hamilton controls that, but this is their recommended levy for that district. I'm kind of getting ahead of things, but they're levying such that there's $3,000 left after they've paid the expenses. That's the minimum that I want to have left for a district of that size, so I'm in line with what they're requesting on that. Hamilton 105, Story 1, that's our control, and all the work being done there is on the Story County side. Largely by IRBM, Joe Baker, and Tyler Reynolds. They are estimating $4,000 for brush control this summer, and then following that brush control, they're going to be farming out some of their drainage district work to an outside contractor, which is exactly what Hamilton and Hardin counties do already, and that person will come in starting in 2022 and spray the ditches. They've got a quote for that for $9,500. We've added that into this assessment as well. There's a couple of beaver dams out there, and those show up periodically. So they've requested another $2,500 for beaver dam removal. And then Bolton and Mink is looking at a request that we had from a landowner in Hamilton Story 1 for annexation of some of his adjacent land into that district. Can't really be a Bolton and Mink. They told me they need about $5,000 for the work on that annexation project. So that's where all this comes from, $16,000 for the IRBM ditch cleaning and beaver dams, and another $5,000 for Bolton and Mank. That'd be expected billings of $21,000. We have $5,987.37 in the district now. Our new balance with those billings would be a negative $15,012.63. A 37% levy would generate $20,165 and leave us with $5,152.37 after those expenses. I think with the level of activity we've seen in this district, we want to have a fairly good cushion so we don't turn around and levy it again after all that work's been done. It's been a really active district.
So
that's where we're at.
So, Scott, this is Lisa.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question. So, on number one on the agenda, Hamilton 105, Story 1.
Yes.
It says the contract work will beginning in 2022. Is that calendar year 2022 or fiscal year 2022?
I did not ask that, but I would imagine it's calendar year.
Okay.
And it's my preference not to be levying these districts every year. Let's levy what we do now, and then we're going to levy again next year because we're doing this work in the summer of 2022. And you know, these folks, they were levied last in 2018, so they were just levied 2 years ago.
Sure.
I'd like to go 3 years between levies on any given district if we can. That's not always possible.
I think it's a good practical policy, though, Scott.
and because of the size of this district, its original assessment was $54,500 and 37% levies. It's not terribly large. Now that we've done things like Marshall Story 1 and Grant 5, $20,000 doesn't seem like very much money. It is to them. But for any individual, I don't think there's going to be huge bills out there for a given landowner.
So how should, do you want two separate motions, Scott?
One for each? Yeah, two separate motions. So,
okay, and do you want the assessment percentage in it or the amount that Story County would levy?
The percentage would be sufficient. I can just figure the rest from there if that's acceptable to you. I can put all that into the motion if you just approve the percentage, if that's your preference. Rather than you trying to put everything into the motion. If your intent is for everything to be in the motion, just skip the 37% and I'll fill out the details.
I'd entertain a motion to levy Hamilton 105 Story 1 at 37%.
This is Laura. This is Laura. I so move.
This is Lisa. Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Okay, motion carried. And then Hamilton 138 Story 2, I would entertain a motion, and then would that be at 22%?
Yes.
Okay, entertain a motion to levy at 22%.
This is Lisa. So moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? If not, Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Okay, we're approved then. Motion carried. Scott, I need to sign this one sheet. I'm not going to be in today. Can you leave it for me and I'll get it tomorrow when I come in tomorrow morning?
And then that sheet had some errors on it. Hamilton has reapproved these levies, and I had an email this morning that they put a new sheet in the mail. So I may or may not have but I think both I and Hamilton County understand that we'll just have you sign it as soon as you can, whatever that might be, and as long as we have it signed and taken care of this year, we'll be okay.
Okay, we'll get through it this year.
We're not expecting it back this week, but I mean.
Okay. Okay, anything else, Scott, that we need to do on this?
No.
Okay, and we have two meetings tomorrow, right?
Correct.
9 and 9:30?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, then if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Laura?
Second.
Okay. Olson?
Aye.
Hedden? Aye.
Aye.
I said that for you. Merkin? Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Just getting ahead.
Okay.
Be back on the phone at 10 then.
Yep. So, Lisa, I just thought I'd jump in because you always, in the main meeting, you're going to make the motion to adjourn. So I thought I'd shake it up a little bit before they for a little variety in our lives. Well, they don't know.